started Fuchs on the spin, 1-0 down at half time. A few players be angry with the decision. It'd have been easier to toss it in today, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but I think what were important, and you know, I mean, listen, I'm guilty of it as well. You know, on the touchline, you know, getting irate. But look, the referee's got a job to do, and you know, and to be honest with you, it looked on the day that he got both decisions wrong. But in actual fact, looking back at the replay, got both decisions right. You know, and I actually took time to apologise to him at half time. But you know, because listen, he's got a job to do, and he does it as he sees it. I thought we deserved to go in. In front, if I'm honest. You know, I thought we created enough chances to be in front. You know, and that little bit of frustration. But it were important, you know, thinking about it going in at half-time, I said to the players, look, you've got to leave the referee alone. Whatever you think, you don't think, you know, you've got to get the referee on his side because, you know, he's a human being like everybody else. And if you keep gushing and arguing and, you know, then it's natural. You know, they're going to get decisions against us. But I thought we were really professional second half. I thought we showed a real determination. We said at half time, look, we're playing well, but at this moment in time, just doing okay and playing well is going to get us beat because we're 1-0 down. We've got to do a bit more. And I thought second half they did that.
Sol Bamba got very excited about the decision, but if nothing else, Neil, it shows just how much he cares.
Yeah, he wants to win, you know what I mean? And I think that, I think to be fair to the lads, you know, right from the off, you know, we've created this team spirit and this togetherness, you know, from the times when we were doing well, me and Tom were together, you know, and this has carried on. You can see this today. I thought there were a real desire to want to win against Charlton. You know, the lads were gutted after the game. 75 minutes, 1-0 up, probably deserving to win on the balance of play. And it went against us. But you just know that the right signs are there. You know you win more than you lose if you play like that. And I think that was apparent today.
How well did Rudolph Austin play in the heart of midfield? He seemed to be involved in everything, every tackle. He was here, there and everywhere, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Rudy's a good player and he understands this level. He understands the division and he gives you that dynamic. You know, Rudy Austin, Lewis Cook, they're that type of players. And when you haven't got them, you miss them. You know, and he's been a big plus for us coming back.
He made a decision to play Charlie Taylor further forward. He's starting to repay you with some goals now, isn't he?
He can't stop scoring, can he? Yeah. No, listen, Charlie's had a fantastic season. And, you know, the bottom line is his position's left back. But what he has is, because he's got ability and a great left foot, he can play further forward, you know, and it gives you a physical presence. You know, you forget you stand at the side of Charlie Taylor, he's 6'2". He's a big lad, you know, and if you can get him coming in the back stick and coming on the end of stuff. And I thought he reacted really well to the free kick. You know, Murphy trying to claim it as an assist. But no, I'm pleased for him. You know, I'm pleased for all the players.
And what about Steve Morrison? I think if that chance had come a month ago, he probably wouldn't have got it, would he, at the second attempt?
But what he is, Steve Morrison, is he's growing. You know, he's growing back into the Steve Morrison of old. And, you know, sometimes with players, you know, when you're in charge, you've got to be big enough and brave enough to give him an help, you know, to give him helping hand. And, you know, probably at a time when, you know, he needed somebody to believe in him. And I believe in him. You know, I think he's probably as good as you're going to get as a big target man at this level. And he's starting to find his feet again.
Great team goal. Started off for Liam Cooper. Great bit of defending at the other end. Sharp, Byron, Morrison. Yeah. Great goal.
Yeah, I mean, we said at half-time, you know, it's difficult to press and play at that tempo for 90 minutes, and the fact that, look, the game's going to get stretched and there's going to be times now when you can pick a pass, you know, but to go from one penalty box to the other, you know, you don't probably imagine that, but, you know, a great bit of play, some great awareness to pick passes out, and then obviously Billy's ball through was a great little ball, and he stuck it in well.
Yeah, you brought him on with 20 minutes left. Again, on the back of five defeats and a point away from home wouldn't have been a bad result, but you put him on there, you went for the 3 points.
Well, I just think that, you know, at that moment in time, I thought Alex Mort were excellent today, but I just thought he was just running out of steam a little bit. And Billy can do that where he plays up and drops off in the hole, but you've got a different thinking player. You know, he's obviously a striker, you know, he's a forward-thinking player, but the difference with Billy, what he does is when you tell him to do the bit for the team, he does it. He'll chase back. He'll chase everything, you know. And he did that today. And I thought, just that energy that he gave us when he came on and that bit of awareness just tipped it for us.
He got some stick when he was warming up. I think he wanted to get on and shut a few up, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, he's obviously Sheffield United, and you know, and like you said, they give him a bit of grief. But you know, he's an experienced professional, and he's been about a long time, and he understands it.
What does this win mean to you?
It's great. It's good. I'm more pleased for the players, you know, because I think that I think it's, you know, it's been a tough whole season for them. I think they've been unlucky in this run, you know, when we haven't won at times. You know, I think there's been games when we have done well. There's been a couple of games where it sort of lost its impetus. But I think there's reasons for that, if I'm honest. And I think today I thought we looked a lot more like ourselves. In the last two or three games, this has been coming.
Is it going to be an emotional week for you? Are you planning this to be your last week as Leeds head coach?
Well, listen, you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, there's all sorts of connotations, you know, things that could happen. You know, but obviously I've got to sit down, you know, with the owner and see what he's thinking. And then, you know, and he's got to know what I'm thinking. But the most important thing is Leeds United Football Club. And, you know, if we're both thinking that way, you know, I want this club to be successful. I don't just want to be a mid-table club, and, you know, I want to be part of something that's going to go on and be successful. And so does everybody at Leeds United. You can see that. You can see the fact that, you know, we get all these supporters that turn up every week. They want to be successful, you know, and I want to be part of that process to make us successful.
So the option is still there. If you get offered the deal, you'd still be looking to stay?
Well, I mean, listen, who wouldn't want to stay at Leeds United? You know, it's a fantastic club. And, you know, we've toughed it out this season. You know, I've learnt a lot. I've learnt a lot about myself, and I've learnt a lot about my players, and, you know, I've learnt a lot about this division, even though I've played at this level for a long time. But actually being in charge of it, you know, you learn other things. And I think everybody's better for it.